well, welcome everybody. Lee and Bethany here with Women in Worship Podcast.
Friends. Welcome.
We hope you all guys are doing well today. And we have a very special guest today with us.
Incredibly special.
We have Marquita Anthony here with us today, who is
Hello.
A great... Yes, we're so excited to have you.
I'm excited to be here.
This is going to be so fun.
Super excited.
Oh my goodness. Hey, we're really great friends with Marquita, and she brings such a great value to the kingdom of God as a whole.
Aww.
I mean, you have your own... Tell us a little bit about yourself. You have your own music?
Yes. I'm a worship leader. I like to say that first, because that's literally what I am first.
Right.
And I'm also a gospel artist, I guess you could call it now at this point.
Yes, you are.
but I have been writing and recording probably now, I think this year makes 10 years, actually,
wow.
Now that I think about it. But yeah, I've been writing and singing and recording for about 10 years now. And yeah. That's just a little bit.
Marquita is incredibly gifted. Lee and I get the privilege to work with her
yes.
day in and day out within our local church. But she just released a brand new single called Great Name. Not gonna lie, it plays in the morning at our house on rotation.
Thank you. We're
all getting dressed.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, it's just one of those, it's an incredible song that just points you back to Jesus and the whole beginning and the why. And that's really Marquita's heart. And so now that we've bragged on her and made her feel very uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
But I do want to say this, and I want to honor you in the fact that it's not, you do have an incredible voice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you sing The Heavens Open, come
yes.
on somebody. But it is not even that. It is the anointing that God has placed on you
absolutely.
To make a difference for his kingdom.
Yep.
And it's just, you can see it. You can see when it's on people.
Yeah.
You can see when it's real. And he's really, his hand is on you. And so that is why we want you to come and just speak and share about, like, how do you think you get to that point? Like, I mean, we know God calls you.
Yeah. Right? Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
But like, we want you to share with our people your experience of what God has done and through your life.
Yeah, how you've gotten to this point.
Well, I'm super happy to be here. Thank you guys so much for having me. But as I'm sure a lot of the women listening might be introverts, as I am, so I get a little awkward when people start complimenting me. So I am grateful. It's almost like those "what do I do with my hands" situation. But
you can see her right now. Her hands are wrapped in her shirt.
Literally sitting here with my hands tucked because I have no idea what to do with them. But I will say, I think that one thing that helps you step outside of just doing church stuff or just, you know, volunteering,
mm-hmm.
at some point what you're doing becomes passion for you. At some point, you know, you become passionate about what you do.
Right.
And you want to see something that's changed. Music has changed my life. And music changed my life in so many different ways. I was just talking this morning about how I learned a lot of the word through song.
Right.
So oh, that's yeah. something that influences the way that I write. I make sure that not only do I include scripture in my songwriting, but a lot of it I like to leave as verbatim as I possibly can, so that when people do run across those scriptures in certain versions of the Bible, they're like, oh man,
yeah.
you know, I already knew this. And the Holy Spirit can use that word that's in you in ways that you never even imagined, you know, just by listening to it in a song
mm-hmm.
or learning it a way differently than, you know, just hardcore like study of the Bible, because a lot of people haven't reached that in their walk yet, but they will listen to music.
Right.
So it just depends on what you're passionate about, what area you're passionate about, how what you're passionate about has changed your life, and how you want it to change somebody else's life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that, because, you know, Bethany, you're a songwriter
yeah.
as well. I've dabbled.
Only.
But you know, you think through... You have to think through that lens of being a songwriter, of adding that word in there, because music is like a universal thing.
Absolutely.
People understand. I mean, it moves your soul.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that's one reason, you know, worship is up front in mm-hmm. church as well. Because it opens that doorway to hearts.
Absolutely. Right? God designed it that way.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I love that because it's the recognition, really what I'm hearing you say, is the recognition that the word is the power.
Absolutely.
You know, the delivery, it's why God can use anyone and everyone on any platform, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you are releasing and speaking, I hate to say the right things, but really the word,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, the righteous
that's the
way,
right thing, right?
You know, the right mm-hmm. thing, then we know that God can use that. And I think that's what's so incredible, just not even just with women in worship, but with worship leaders in general across the board, no matter what that is, mm-hmm. is that when the word, like you just said, is down in your heart and it's a part of who you are, and it is what leads the congregation,
right,
or your small group or the people that are in front of you, then you know that God's doing a work, because he promises his word doesn't return void.
Absolutely. The word promises that it won't return void, that heaven and earth will pass away.
Yeah.
But the word will never pass away.
Yeah.
So I think so many people are looking for longevity in so many things. But I think it becomes personal. As long as you don't make it about you, you make it about the thing that you know will last forever.
Right.
That's the only way it'll stand.
Because it's finished. It's a finished word.
Absolutely.
It
doesn't change. It does not change. It will never change.
It's on us to believe.
Absolutely.
And to anchor in that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
For sure. Well, I do want to move to when I watch you lead worship, when we're all friends, we can, you know, you identify those giftings on people, the anointings on their life. Right. And so when you lead Marquita, it is evident that there is just an authority that you lead with.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so needed so we're all in our 30s, mm-hmm. right? Sorry to say that. I didn't want to tell your age. No, we've grown.
I'm super grown.
But, you know, some of these things, you're called and gifted and anointed, but mm-hmm. you have to go through this process sometimes, like yeah. David did. I mean, God anointed him as king, but it was years later till he ever mm-hmm. really led. So what has that process maybe been for you throughout the years? Because now you're to a mature place, mm-hmm. of a more of mature place, to where, you know, we have students in the area that we're in right now that we all help. You know, they're in their 20s.
Right, right.
And so there's people listening right now, they're going to be in their 20s. So let's encourage them.
Right.
How they look to much older people that already are seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
So where can they start? Or maybe what's the story?
Well, I think it was very interesting that you bring up David, because I used to think about his journey all the time mm-hmm. when I look at my own journey in being a worship leader or a worshiper or a songwriter. You know, people would tell me when I was little, you know, people would talk about my singing and so forth, and, oh, it just touched me, or, oh, it's just, you're so anointed. And I was so young, I didn't know what that meant. I mean, you know, I'm a kid, you know.
Right.
And honestly, I didn't feel what they were feeling when mm-hmm. I was singing. I think it was maybe because I was singing from a different place or singing for different reasons. I mean, at some point, you know, your mama makes you sing. It's not like you just really just want to be up there. And I was always kind of shy, so I never really wanted to be up there. And then, you know, you sing in school choirs and this, that, and the third. And so then people started training and developing me. You know, it's just like David. He was anointed when he was a kid,
mm-hmm.
but he was sent back out into the field. I mean, you know, and I've had so much training over my life. A lot of times I relied and rested on that, because
right.
that was where my authority came from, you know, because I was
knowledge.
Like, well,
yeah.
I know I can do it. Like I've been taught how to do it well. Then I can do it. But when it came to actually changing a life and applying and allowing the Holy Spirit to control the worship versus relying on my knowledge, that was where I felt like I lost mm-hmm. my boldness and I lost my authority. But then I went through this journey when I became a worship leader at my last church before this one. I went through so many challenges and so many bad, you know, it was just a bunch of spiritual warfare because of the position that I was in. So I had to grow up spiritually
sure.
in a way that I didn't even know I was capable of. But that was getting in my word more, studying more, living a life that reflected what I sang about, what I was writing about, living a life of a leader. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you allow God to shape your life around what you do in his name, instead of shaping what you do in his name around Ooh. Your life.
Right.
I think that for me is it changed everything. And so when you know he's going before you, that gave me all the boldness and authority.
I love that you said shaping. So yeah. Let's talk about that shaping.
Yeah.
So how much does holiness and purity have to do with the anointing that you're allowed to carry?
I see so many people like, I'm just like, God, like how am I held to this standard?
Sure. You know?
And like, do they not have to? But everybody is held to that standard, whether they walk it out or not. The standard of living, the standard of holiness is the same for yeah. everybody. And when you walk out and you say, I'm going to walk in the purpose that you've given me, I'm going to step out in faith mm-hmm. in what you call me to do, your life has to reflect
that. But it's
that.
A separation from the things that we see as worldly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You have to remove yourself completely from yeah. all those things. Because I was just reading Daniel the other day. I think it was Daniel 3 when he erected the golden image. Mm-hmm. King Nebuchadnezzar erected the image. And then he was like, and whenever I blow this, whenever you hear this music, whenever, I don't care when it is, whenever I feel like you hear this music, you need to bow down. And I feel like that's where we are. Like, whatever's happening, whatever is turning over, whenever we hear this quote unquote music, you know, whatever new thing, whatever new direction the world is going in, I see so many people just going straight for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, just diving down into it and bowing to it and submitting to it. Even things that don't even agree with the word of God.
Yep. Yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
It's amazing to me. And I'm just like, how do you not maintain mm-hmm. your standard of holiness? You know,
yeah, come
when
on.
Neighbor boys were like, with all due respect, King, yep. I don't really care. We're not going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, our God will deliver us. And even if he doesn't.
Yeah.
So we have to live in an even if he doesn't type of life. Like, I don't care if I never make it big.
Come on,
I don't
yeah.
care if I ever, I'm never on the main stage or yeah. never, my name is not in lights and or I'm winning this or doing that. Even if he doesn't, mm-hmm. I still have to maintain this standard of holiness
right.
because of what he's called me to do. If I want to be effective, because the effect is not winning awards, the effect is changing lives.
Right.
That's
yeah.
something you may never hear about. But
right.
what's every purple moon?
But even because you have been there before,
yeah.
your name has been in lights before. You even, but there's only so much fulfillment really in that.
Oh, and I think people have such a confusion about that because the fulfillment is not even in that. Once you reach that place. You think about it, whatever you do after that has to be better.
Right.
So you're constantly in competition with yourself if your goal is light.
That's good, yeah.
You know? So you're constantly in competition with other people, with yourself. Now you're living your life based on comparison, based on what you see other people do. Mm-hmm. You're comparing yourself with who you were last year, which is not even the way that God wants you to live. When the goal is your name in lights, when the goal is worldly success, there is no fulfillment in the stage.
Right.
There is no, the stage is a bonus. The stage is a bonus of what happens Monday through Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's just,
it's all for the last
part of it.
I think we get so confused, and even, I think I've even fallen into that mm-hmm. trap so many times
mm-hmm.
because it's more of a worldly standard versus a godly standard.
Right.
So if we look at things in a worldly level rather than a godly,
mm-hmm.
how God actually sees them.
Right.
And I've noticed that once I've had the opportunities or my name has been in lights,
mm-hmm.
you go right back home and you face the same things
Absolutely.
That you did. You're still unloading the dishwasher.
Absolutely.
All right,
yeah. You've done
still
all of this.
Washing sheets.
And you're still tired and your
yep.
voice is still torn up and your body's hurting and you still got to lay down and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then you still have to deal with the feedback that's not so great.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to deal with Satan saying that you'll never be able to do it again,
mm-hmm.
or you weren't as great as you thought you were. And the warfare that comes from those moments,
mm-hmm.
because he's never going to just let you bask in the joy of what God has allowed you to
right.
do.
Mm-hmm.
He's never going to let you feel fulfilled in that.
Right.
Yeah. His whole goal is to destroy the joy that comes with every one of those moments. Right. That's his whole goal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's funny because we were talking about spiritual authority in the beginning, kind of jumped off into the holiness side. And much of the time, as we confuse, you know, opportunity and those types of things with validation, it's mm-hmm. just as we'll take what we know of as humans as authority and try to interject that into spiritual authority. And it's not the same thing.
No.
It's the process, just like you were talking about earlier, to be in that place, to have the spiritual authority. And the spiritual authority is not the command. It's, right. it's the surrender.
Absolutely.
The surrender to what's happening in front of you.
Absolutely. I mean, if you try to rest on your own personal ability, you're going to fail every time.
Yeah.
Because the perfection that God provides, even in the moments when your body completely fails,
right.
is incomparable for anything that we can do or by anything that we could do in our own strength. I think about all of the training that I've had, and I'm still getting training mm-hmm. and I'm still learning and we're still developing and still growing
every arrive.
Day. You never arrive. Like,
we never
you do,
arrive.
You might need to get on another bus, child. That one has dropped you off and that is unfortunate. No, we never arrive. And my mentor, who I love dearly, told she's an older elder. She's a worshiper at heart. And she taught me, she said, you have to just allow Jesus to sing through you.
Mm,
and I stepped back and I've started doing that in the past year or so, just completely removing myself from the equation altogether. And it's sometimes it's so good. I'm like, good Lord, Jesus, sing. You better sing. Because I'm just like, this is not me. Yeah. There's no way. Because there's no way. I'm probably stuff I've never even done before. Yeah. Stuff that I could never even imagine being. Or places that I could never imagine being. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that he is the one who's walked into those
right.
doors for
yeah.
me. So, you know, you just remove yourself out of the equation. At some point, you have to really become a vessel. The vase doesn't clap for itself.
That's right.
It just
mm-hmm.
holds the oil, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, at some point you have to really, really just be a vase. Just be a pot, child. Just be an oil holder.
Just be a pot, child. Just be a pot.
So that would be the title of this particular episode.
Just be a pot.
I am Southern. Okay. Let's be clear.
I love it.
Well, I was thinking in Proverbs 28:1, it talks about the wicked flee, but the righteous are as bold as a lion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've talked about that purity and holiness mm-hmm. and how to get mm-hmm. there. Now we're at the righteous are as bold as a lion.
That's good. I can remember distinctly, and this was before going through freedom and all that, which maybe y'all might talk about some of the time.
No, but freedom, super yeah. fast for everybody listening that's not super familiar. Freedom is actually a journey that we have within our local church here that just allows you to walk from the very beginning of just foundational mm-hmm. beliefs about scripture and sin mm-hmm. and a relationship with God and how to surrender, let go, and activate just the promises of God in your life, really.
Right.
So that's what she's talking about.
Sorry about that.
No,
so,
no.
But just before even all of that, I remember when I would fail or mess up or stumble. And this was before I was even leading worship. I would be too ashamed to raise my hands in church, much less sing to him. I can remember messing up. And I remember one time I didn't pray for a year because I felt like God didn't like me. I felt as if he didn't want me.
Right, I felt that.
And so when it says that the wicked flee, that is the truth. Absolutely. And because you're embarrassed, you're ashamed, you don't know that you can be free from shame. You don't know that God loves you beyond anything that you could do. You probably said something crazy to somebody, which is like something menial, but in your mind, you're like, oh gosh, I have changed the world on its axis. The world's going to end tomorrow because of what I've done. Now let me run away because God doesn't want me. Mm-hmm. I've been there. But when you apply that standard of holiness and walk in faith that Jesus has died for you, that his blood has covered a multitude
right.
of sin, When you walk in his forgiveness and in his mercy and in his grace, that is when you can apply that boldness. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a situation of, oh, I'm going to go out here and do whatever I want to do, and then I'm going to cover it with a little grace. No, because I have faith that Christ has died for me, even as I was a sinner. Mm-hmm. Let me do better. Let me live this standard of holiness. Let me live this standard of righteousness.
But, yeah, even so I can be bold. Thinking through the word, I think over my life, the Holy Spirit has just revealed to me, you know, because some people think that the Bible is just a book of rules. But it's really a book of protection.
Mm-hmm.
It's a protection from, because there's a spiritual world.
Mm-hmm.
So the purity and the holiness that God talks about is for your protection, so that we can get up close to Him.
Yeah,
and kind of anchor that trust in Him.
Oh yeah,
to be able to stand up there, because you know we don't want to magnify the enemy here, but we do have, the Bible says, don't be unaware of his schemes.
Right.
So the scheme, I think a big scheme of his is shame.
Oh yes.
And it is fear,
especially in women.
In women. So we've all, let's talk about that a minute. Maybe we've all faced that.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk on stage, let's say you mess up. We've all messed up. Man, one time I couldn't find the key to a song. I was like,
that just happened to me week before last.
And you're like, I'm in my 30s. So, but you put these expectations of yourself up there like, I should, oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, right here where we are, and I'm sure many listening, there's cultures of excellence. Mm-hmm. Like, you're navigating a lot of that, but you're also human and you're going to make mistakes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So, everybody, be free. Be free. God loves you whether you make a mistake.
Just laugh at it.
Or
it's,
not.
You know, it's really funny when you think about it. When you hear the key and you can't find it. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Later on. Because you're shaking in the moment and you're shaking. But it's okay.
And it feels like it's so long. The moment is like 5 seconds long. But
hours.
You're like,
oh, hours. Hours.
This, the time has slowed down.
Absolutely.
And people are staring at me.
Oh, yeah. And nobody even cares. Meanwhile, the people have their eyes closed and their hands up. They don't really care what key you in. They don't know.
Okay, God help me.
Somebody out there is getting blessed out there. See, I just want you to know. They're getting blessed.
But because of those, you know, we have those instances.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can really get in this cycle of shame and cycle of, because we're so focused
mm-hmm.
on being people pleasers
mm-hmm.
rather than God pleasers.
Yeah. I think it's when you fall into your own strength. You know, I couldn't find that key because something was wrong with me. Mm-hmm. Or I stumbled or forgot the words because something is wrong with me. You know, there's nothing wrong with you, child, but tired. You probably need a granola bar or something. Just calm down, shake it off, laugh about it with your team. Yeah. Find the joy. I think one thing that I know that I'll just keep it personal because I know one thing that I have to be intentional about is finding the joy in every
That's
situation.
Good. Yeah.
One thing that Satan has been battling with me for is my joy here lately. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, I have to be like, hands on, like scrapping for my joy, because he will take it. And if he knows that's the one thing, whatever it is, if he is fighting for your boldness, he's going to try to embarrass you every chance, you know, he mm-hmm. gets. That's why it's so important to rest on the anointing that God has put in you. That's the only thing you can rely on. Because if you say, because I missed this, obviously I'm not anointed.
Right.
Obviously I'm not called to this. I've made 3 mistakes in 1 month. Obviously
right. This
is not. Now, I did run out of church. That was one of the worst Sundays I've had in a real long time. We had 3 Sunday services and I had 45 issues. And I was like, just get me out of here. I ran home and I went to bed. Like, it was a tough day.
You needed a reset.
Oh, I just needed to start over, throw the whole calling away. But I knew that when I woke up the next day, I still had a team to lead.
Yeah.
And I still had a job to do.
Yeah.
And so what I did was sit down, take notes, make notes, become responsible for the things that you can be responsible mm-hmm. for, laugh at the things that just so happen to happen, and then you do better the next week. Instead of allowing it to cripple you, you have to allow it to strengthen you and build you up.
Right. And I think part of that, when we start talking about boldness too, when we're thinking in the vein and lane of women in general, we can, if I can be so bold to blanket the statement, we can be so bold as to say that the word bold, or us being bold, or us exercising authority all needs to look the same. Because mm-hmm. a lot of the times we're forgetting that we're each individually equipped mm-hmm. with a particular kind of boldness. Mm-hmm. And while it's all the same rooted in the Word, our gift sets and our personalities and the way God has wired us is going to allow that to come out differently, which is why I love the fact that the three of us are sitting here, because the three of us are wired completely different when it comes to the gift sets and the boldness and what that looks like mm-hmm. and how God uses that. But the incredible nature of it all is that He can use all of it, and there is room for all of it and even more.
Yeah.
You know, so it becomes when we remember to submit to that spiritual authority mm-hmm. and to submit to those places and surrender to that. The righteous are bold like a lion. When we're in that pure, leading from that pure place, mm-hmm. then we are able to step out with a boldness and authority that is of our own.
Absolutely.
In Christ.
It won't look like you. It won't look like somebody else.
Right.
It won't be a carbon copy of somebody that you've learned from or gleaned from.
Right.
And I think that's what makes everybody special. I tell, you know, the girls we develop mm-hmm. all the time, be yourself. You know, if you're constantly comparing yourself to this person or that person and you're trying to do what they do, or I'm going to do my hand like this because my favorite worship leader does her hands like this. Or I'm going to bow
so
down
true,
and worship
yeah.
and I'm going to get on my knees and worship because my favorite worship leader does that. My knees are bad. I can't be down there on that floor trying to shine for Jesus, child. Just get on up. Sing a little bit. Move on. This just, he's going to bless. You do not try.
Get down on the ground. Don't make you no more
holy. It does not
you
make you
right.
any more saved.
And it's okay if you are.
Yeah. That's
however.
Now, if that's your worship, let that be your worship. But if you're doing it because you saw
right.
such and such doing it, and you're thinking it's going to make you appear to be more saved or appear to be more worshipful because
right.
you're down on the floor, oh, I'm just going to lay prostrate. If this Holy Spirit ain't moving you, child, get just...
So just don't get into works-based. Don't
no.
Try to,
yes.
make things happen.
Performance. Yeah.
Don't make it. Don't try to make it happen.
It's going to be cheesy. I'm going to laugh a little bit if I see it.
That's why we're friends. Because every now and then, Marquita will have this little zinger.
Fine.
And she'll just
yeah.
slide it in
yeah.
when you least expect. It's like wisdom, zinger.
And you are a
Hey, thank you guys so much for listening today, and don't forget to subscribe. And while you're subscribing, please leave us a review, because leaving that review, it really helps to support this ministry, hey, and get the word out. Also, don't forget to share it with your friends and family, and follow us on Instagram so you know exactly what's happening with Women in Worship.